Rick Ledgett is the man who was put in charge of the Snowden leak task force by General Keith Alexander, who heads the NSA. The task force's job is to try and prevent another leak like this one from happening again, but they're also trying to figure out how much damage the Snowden leaks have done and how much damage they still could do.
Snowden, who is believed to still have access to 1.5 million classified documents he has not leaked, has been granted temporary asylum in Moscow, which leaves the U.S. with few options.
He's already said, if I got amnesty, I would come back. Given the potential damage to national security, what would your thought on making a deal be?
So my personal view is, yes, it's worth having a conversation about. I would need assurances that the remainder of the data could be secured, and my bar for those assurances would be very high. It would be more than just an assertion on his part.
Is that a unanimous feeling?
It's not unanimous.
Among those who think making a deal is a bad idea is Ledgett's boss, General Alexander.
This is analogous to a hostage taker taking 50 people hostage, shooting 10, and then say, if you give me full amnesty, I'll let the other 40 go. What do you do?
It's a dilemma.
It is.
Do you have a pick?
I do. I think people have to be held accountable for their actions. Because what we don't want is the next person to do the same thing, race off to Hong Kong and to Moscow with another set of data, knowing they can strike the same deal.